sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it on this Thursday, August 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention that there's a meet and greet going on today, 5 o'clock in Presque Isle. All of the Republican candidates running for county government are going to be hosting an event. You're invited. If you'd like to attend this event, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll send you the flyer. It's got the address, the meet and greet, the county commissioner candidates. Darren Darga going to be the new Republican county clerk. Great folks are going to be there. You, if you live in Presque Isle County, text me PI, and you can go to this meet and greet 5 o'clock tonight. Absolutely great event, great venue. Come meet the folks running to represent your county. Cliff Tellini will be elected, I believe, the chairman of the Board of Commissioners. Bob Britsky, unopposed, great candidate. Joe Libby, same thing, new county commissioners there. And Robert Crook is going to defeat the communist Democrat John Chepa, the guy who got a multi-million dollar golden parachute from the leasing of his 100-acre gentleman's farm to DTE for the solar panel project. 100 acres, $1,000 an acre for the lease. He keeps the property. He owns the property. He gets $100,000 a year for the next 20 years. The county commissioner that ran that through the county, absolutely going against what the citizens wanted in Presque Isle County, he got his $2 million golden parachute, and he's going to get his butt kicked on November 5th. All Republican Board of Commissioners in a Republican county. Surprise, surprise, huh? You got, finally, a Republican majority board with a new chairman of the board with experience to lead the county in the right direction, making good, sound fiscal decisions and running the government the way it should be. And you get a new county clerk in the process. So if you want that flyer, text me PI and I'll send it to you. Meet and greet tonight at 5 o'clock in Presque Isle. The last sentence of this previous story, less revenue, slowing economy among the states is their top fiscal concerns. We mentioned the states out west, Idaho, Oregon. They're growing their population. they're growing their way out of this potential recession in their states. However, Darcy went on to say, if you live in Ohio, Michigan, or Maine, then the demographics, the picture is totally different. It's going to be harder to keep your revenue momentum going when you have unemployment, when you have a slowdown in your economy. Slowdown in the economy generates less revenue. It's that simple. You have to cut taxes to keep revenue coming in, circulating the people's money. Instead of Lansing spending it, let the people spend it. It's that simple. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by the endorsed supported candidates of the Presque Isle County Republican Committee for Onaway School Board. We just talked about Presque Isle County, the meet and greet tonight at 5 o'clock. Text me PI. I'll send you the flyer. starts at 5 o'clock in Presque Isle. If you live in Onaway or know somebody who lives in Onaway, text me Onaway and I'll send you the slate card that they have prepared and have paid for. The acronym for the slate of candidates that the Presque Isle County Republican Party would like you to elect in the November 5th general election has an acronym, Black Pepper. Leadership for Better Schools, Concerned Parents Are for the Kids. Underlined letters of those first letters of those words is Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. That slate running together is who the people of Onaway School District need to elect to be on the Onaway Public School District Board this November 5th election. If you'd like that slate card, text me Onaway. I'll send it to your phone. You can share it with everybody you know in Onaway. They vetted the candidates. They looked at them. These are the people they're supporting. The slate cards are coming. The signs are coming. People will be knocking on doors en masse. Volunteers have been lined up. We are going to absolutely get this information out to everybody. So if you know somebody who lives in Onaway or you live in Onaway yourself, text me Onaway and I'll send you the slate card. Couple of other text messages coming in from listeners. Oh, Cliff Tellini just mentioned his name in talking about the previous story earlier in the show. The lib elites want this for more control, record debt from foreclosures. This drives their green fantasy of solar on farmlands, wind turbines, actually nothing but a bunch of liars. If you stop and think about what they're painting for the economy, what they're trying to do to control people, get them on government assistance by increasing the number of illegals coming into our country, absolutely agree. Longtime listener Phyllis, she, for family reasons, is visiting the great state of Alaska. Listening to the show this morning, Alaska is a great state. When I was mentioning Oregon and Idaho, they have a Republican governor and a lot less poor people. Just spent almost a month with my convalescing daughter post ankle surgery. And I was quite surprised to find many grocery prices are less here. A lot lower prices. Two main reasons for that. Alaska negotiated when Sarah Palin was the governor of Alaska. She went to the oil companies. She negotiated basically a royalty from the oil companies to be paid to each individual resident of the state of Alaska. Now, here's the point on that. She used, explained, sold, pitched the oil companies that what was under the ground in Alaska belonged to the people. They, being residents, taxpayers of the state, that was their property. That was their assets. If the oil companies wanted to drill for oil, they had to compensate the people of the great state of Alaska. Every man, woman, and child in Alaska gets paid a check from these royalties. They also have a very strong fiscal conservative budget in running their state government. They have a part-time legislature. They do not have a full-time legislature like we have here in Michigan. People in Alaska, folks, just like Wyoming and other states that I visited when I was a truck driver, the elected officials don't even put up yard signs. Listen to what I'm saying. They don't put up yard signs in election years. Why? Because they really don't want to get reelected. The farmers, the cattle people that I was talking to at a diner at a truck stop, Flying J, Laramie, Wyoming, sitting at the counter. I usually sat at the counter. I didn't want to take up a four-top table. I always sat up at the counter. Plus, when the cook shoves your food out on the under the heat lamps, the waitresses are never Johnny on the spot, standing right there waiting to bring me my hot meal. They're busy serving other customers, pouring coffee, letting them pay their bills. My dinner is sitting right there. I'm looking at it. It's steaming. It's beautiful. It's hot. I want it right now. I always sat up there so I could say, excuse me, could somebody grab my meal? I think that's mine right there. Oh, yes, sir. I always sat at the counter, never sit at the table. I'm on a reset. I'm out of hours. I had to spend 34 hours in this parking lot at this Flying J to reset my clock. I was out on the road for 4 to 6 weeks. I ran out of hours this 1 week. I had to sit there and reset. I go in. I have my shower. I'm going to go have a late breakfast lunch. I'm sitting at the counter, and two suits walk in. And I'm like, you're not truck drivers. They laugh. No, we're not truck drivers. Well, what the heck are you doing eating at a Flying J? They got good food here, cheap prices, and we're on our way to the Capitol. The Capitol? Who are you guys? Well, we're state legislators. Oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm from Michigan. They laughed at me. What in the hell are you doing living in Michigan? You need to move to Wyoming, Montana, Alaska. Get away from Michigan. I said, how does it work being an elected official in Wyoming? Well, first of all, we hate it. I said, you hate it? They said, yeah. It takes us away from our ranches. It takes us away from our beds, our families, our wives, our community. We hate being elected to be a state representative in Wyoming. I said, really? Yep. We don't campaign. We don't put up signs. We don't do mailers. We don't do anything. As a matter of fact, when they reelect us, it ticks us off. We wish somebody else would step up and serve as a public servant in the state legislature. But somebody's got to pass a budget. We have to go every single year to talk about the budget, the spending of the revenue coming into the Capitol. So we go in, we pass a budget, we want to go home. We did our job. Per the Constitution, that's all we got to do is pass a budget. Well, there's a couple of bills that somebody got up their butt and they wanted to pass some stupid law, so we have to sit there and talk about them. A complete waste of our time. I said, well, how much do they pay you guys? What do you mean pay? We don't get paid. You mean like a salary? And I said, yeah. He goes, no, there is no salary. I said, what? He says, yeah, we get paid a per diem. Every day we're stuck in the Capitol, they give us a daily fee for being there and some money towards food. That's why we come to the truck stop. It's cheaper than the restaurants in the Capitol or around the Capitol. These guys got in their car and drove to a truck stop because they got a per diem for meals, that they could save a little bit of money by getting the trucker's buffet or some item off the menu cheaper than what they would pay at a capital city restaurant in Wyoming. They don't have a salary. They're part-time. The main focus that their whole absolute legislative agenda is, pass a budget, let's go home. I want to get back to my ranch. You know, I got things to do. I don't want to be here. Wouldn't that be fantastic if that's the type of government we had in Lansing, Michigan? No. We don't have that. We have signs, we have ads, we have mailers attacking our opponents. I got a text message from a listener earlier in the show. I'm going to read it to you right now. Where'd she go? There she is. Out of Gaylord. I realize that I'm naive, but I do not understand why politicians cannot run a campaign by telling us about themselves or about what they plan to do for our state, for our country, and how they plan on doing it. Tell us what they've done for our country in their lifetime. It would be so nice if we knew more about them, as opposed to all this negative stuff about everyone. Politics should be led by the rule of thumb that for everyone, it should be your campaign will be truthful, useful, and is in the basis, the foundation of God's word. That's not the case here in Michigan politics. Phyllis says, there are election signs in Anchorage. Yes, I know that. I was talking about Wyoming. Wyoming's been doing it this way, folks, for decades, if not hundreds of years. Maybe even from the inception of their state constitution. Part-time legislature. And the politicians don't even want to get elected. Can you fathom that compared to the state of politics we have here in Michigan? Politics in Michigan, folks, is a big business. It is a racket. It is absolutely the way people wanting power pay to become elected. They buy the election. We need to get money out of politics. Guess what, folks? It's not going to happen. I do have a plan. I have shared it with many people. They hear it. They say, absolutely, it will work, but it's never going to happen in Michigan. I'll tell y'all about it after the break. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.